USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. The Biden administration is continuing to speak out against anti-Semitic threats in the country.
The war between Israel and Hamas has led to a rise in anti-Semitism across the United States. The U.S. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco joins ABC's This Week and says the United States is facing what she calls a very challenging threat environment.
We have seen a significant uptick in threats of violence and violence, particularly directed at the Jewish community.
The latest incident saw Starbucks and a Walgreens in Oakland, California vandalized with anti-Israel graffiti and broken windows. I'm Tim Berg.
This weekend sees crowded airports nationwide as last-minute holiday travelers embark on their journeys. According to FlightAware, there have been over 2,500 delayed or canceled flights in and out of the United States today, with nearly 600 additional cancellations. Chicago's Midway is experiencing challenges, affecting about 40% of the flights due to foggy conditions. The Transportation Security Administration, TSA, anticipates over 39 million passengers to fly during this holiday season. At least one U.S. airport with a sign allowing illegal aliens to board airplanes without the required documents Americans are required to travel with. USA's Laura Winters on the story.
As Americans travel in record numbers over the Christmas and New Year's Eve holiday, Fox News out with a concerning report of a special sign posted in Tucson, Arizona at the airport aimed at illegals who have crossed into our country unvetted. A special line for them at the Tucson airport for non-U.S. citizens without passports. TSA agents allowing them to pass through security without the documents Americans need to travel with. I'm Laura Winters.
This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the member satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of more than 400,000 members. And here's the thing. If you join before December 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, you'll get another 10% off all of 2024. That's 12 months of savings. So I'll give you the number here in a second, but call. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 30th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Tesla is recalling more than 120,000 vehicles in the United States. A letter posted to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's website Thursday notes the doors on affected models can become unlocked and potentially open during a crash. Those affected vehicles include Tesla models S and X, manufactured for the model years 2021 through 2023. A famous female music artist was killed in an accident in Texas, USA's Laura Winters reports.
A deadly accident as a founding member of the group The Dixie Chicks, Laura Lynch, killed in a head-on car crash in El Paso, Texas. Police say the 64-year-old musician died instantly after the driver of another car slammed right into hers. The other driver rushed to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries while Lynch declared dead at the scene. Lynch, who was born in Texas, recorded 3 albums with the band before leaving back in 1993. I'm Laura Winters.
This is true. So why are more people traveling this holiday season than last?
The anticipation of a record-breaking number of air travelers during the holiday season is largely attributed to a significant 12% reduction in airfare compared to last year. Airlines are forecasting that more than 39 million passengers will traverse airports throughout the 14-day holiday period. Airlines are also hoping to prevent a recurrence of last year's ordeal, marked by a Southwest Airlines meltdown that resulted in the cancellation of nearly 17,000 flights following a snowstorm. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.